And we head on down to Campos Marina in Shell Beach and say good morning to Robbie Campo. Robbie, been a kind of off and on rainy week, some thunderstorms and stuff out there, but otherwise conditions look pretty good. How's the fishing been?
Well, you know, Don, this past week, fishing has been spectacular, man. It's been as good as I've seen it in a long, long time. Thursday and Friday, we had that kind of neat tide, but we had those two tide days. But for the most part, you know, tide's going to pick back up today. I think we got right around a foot, but man, the fishing has been pretty hot. Mr. Go from the backside of the dam going all to the long rocks has been good. A lot of pick throughs in them. Can't do nothing about pick throughs, but that's just the way it is at this time of the year. On the Black Bay side, if you was going out of Delacroix this morning, over around that Iron Bank, Stone Island area, Battledore has been good. If you're going out toward the islands, has been good. Starting to see a few redfish show up in the lake here, which we haven't seen any movement on redfish here in a hot minute. But we're starting to see some redfish showing up in the pilings at the Old Navy base here in the front. So we got things happening, Don. We just need people to fish. We haven't been getting any rain until late in the days, late in the evening, after right around when we're closing. So for the most part, it's been sunny pretty much during the day. Weatherman kind of messed us up a little bit this week, talking about the 70 and 80 and 90% chance of rains. But I tell you, Don, we didn't get it until late in the evening. So if that still holds true for today, I think we're supposed to have less rain today than we had in the last couple of days. So maybe it might not happen until this evening again if we get any showers at all.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's according to the forecast. And the next week is supposed to be a whole lot better, getting back a little bit more normal. But you're right. It's been hit and miss showers. And usually when you get them, I mean, there's been some pretty rough storms with some winds inside of it. But for the most part, it's pop-up showers, rains a little bit, light rain, and then goes away. So it's just dealing with, we remember is old-time summertime weather, southeast winds for the most part. And, got high temperatures, but that rain sure feels good sometimes when it gets up into the mid-90s, and then you get that little cooling effect from the rain. And a lot of times, people this time of the year, when it doesn't get dark till late, if you get that late evening shower right after that, man, the water slicks off, the temperature drops, and some people hook up the boat and head down there, leave work a little bit early and get an afternoon fishing trip in.
Well, we've been seeing that, Don. People fishing in the evenings more than more than normal. If you want to go do that and you want to get out in the evening time, usually you have a falling tide around that evening, around that 3 o'clock area going to dark. You start getting in a falling tide, so it makes things a little bit interesting. I mean, you go out there and you catch. But I see people just been going around here and between the dam and Lake Barn and whatever, and putting a little mix box together in the evening time also. So, I see no reason that you can't come out today and come catch you some fish. I mean, it's as good as I've seen it in a long, long time. Again, we do have a lot of pick-throughs to go through. Plenty of white trout showed up, Don. I know a lot of people like to fish these white trout. It's a thing now. I mean, it was as it wasn't before. It's starting to be a thing now with trout limits, being 13 inches and, only 15, and, white trout you can keep all you want. So I see people start to trend over to that and start to fish white trout over in that Morgan Harbor area out there by Dry Bread Island, Comfort Island. We're starting to see a lot of white trout show up on top of those oyster reefs over there. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to go do that, that's always available. And they're catching them right here by the dam. You don't have to run that far. You can go fish right here by the Hopedale Dam, and you can catch all you want there, too. Don, I wanted to tell you, I got my turkey call from Wingbone. Ed Miller sent me my turkey call. I got it. That is a work of art. I never saw one of those things before until I pulled it out of that envelope. And it is a true work of art. That is, I played with it a little bit. I YouTubed how to use it. because you could YouTube anything nowadays. And I got a Yelp down with it, but I tell you, that thing is amazing. It's an incredible piece of work, and you would never believe that using the wing of a turkey could make a call that would, you know, that people would use. And as it's a work of art. That's all I could say.
Yeah, well, that was what they used before commercial production of regular plastic and, you know, rubber turkey calls and slates and all the things, the mouth, the diaphragm calls, all the stuff you got now. That's what they used. And my bucket list is to kill a turkey using only that call. And like you, I got it down to a couple of different types of Yelp. But as far as some of the other stuff, you know, I can cluck by mouth, so I don't need to do that. But he's a real craftsman, Wingbone. He's actually an artist in what he does, and he makes a great call. And that's something you can treasure and pass it down to your family for a long, long time.
Well, you know, Don, I'm the only one that turkey hunts in out my gang, you know. So,
yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do with it one day. But
well, speaking of turkey hunting,
none of my kids do it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure somebody would be interested in it. Anyway, speaking of turkey hunting, I know you are a big fan of hunting those Osceolas in Florida. I don't know if you heard about that big bust that they made out there. There was a turkey hunting scheme involving Osceola turkeys. They're going to be my bad boys next week. I don't know if you got wind of that.
Yeah, putting Rio Grandes in a place of Osceolas. Is that the one you're talking about?
They were actually breeding domestic turkeys, you know, with the Osceolas to make them look like Osceolas. And then they were selling hunts for $3,000 to people to kill a tame bird. And they got busted.
Yeah, I did see something about that, Don. And, you know, it's a shame what great lengths people will go through to make some money. And, and for people that don't know any better, I saw one video where a guy was shooting a bourbon red, you know what I mean? And I'm like, when did we get into shooting tame birds? And there's all different kinds of types of turkeys, but I mean, inside of a high fence and you're going to go shoot a bourbon red turkey, I don't know. That's just that's not my cup of tea. So I don't know.
And you know, the really sad part about it is there's people who include that bird in their grand slam. And now that's going to, you know, I guess you'd say it would take away their grand slam because it's not a true Osceola they killed.
You know, absolutely. You know, Don, and people need to be crucified to the cross, I think, for that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? You know, because that's stealing from people. And look,
well,
money's tight
also,
nowadays, and you spend that kind of money to go turkey hunting, and I think you ought to be able to hunt the right thing and not get duped and going, go and shoot something that's not a true Osceola.
Yeah, and then they get loose, and then they compromise the whole species. You know, they could actually, you know, breed out the natural species of Osceola turkeys. It's serious, and I think these four guys are going to pay the price, and I'm going to talk more about them next week. Robbie, thanks for the report. As always, my friend, we'll see you next time.
Yes, sir, Don. Talk to you next Saturday, buddy. All right, bye-bye.
All righty, Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina in Shelby.